Learning Masech the Shumadav Samach Zayinim in days. The Gemara starts with the Shaila on Samach Zayinim and Aleph Yibayil who Oysen Yivar Yimayim Da'ano. When he throws the seer and Mishtaleach off the cliff and it becomes Yivarim Yivarim, what's the din? These Yivarim Asa Bana Mutta Ba'ano. Rav Shmuel, Chana Mutarim, Chana Masurim, Samachalikas Rav and Shmuel, if it's Asa or Mutter, the one that says it's Mutter lives from Midbar, Midbar is Mutter, the one that says Asa lives from Gzeira, Zayr is Mashmit Sasir. So the Biskirav and the Chedushim are Nuz Alevi and Kedesh Chaydish Yuma and Sukkah has a Shailam. This Isra Anah is the Isra Anah Mitzan the Din Carbon because the Sila Azazel is a carbon. So it could be the carbon, the Din Carbon, the Isra Anah of the carbon, the Hektish, is Nimshach. Oh no. It's an Ayyadin. It's an Ayyadin Isra Anah. A very Sir Mishtalech become Asubana. So he brings the Raif in Taisa's Vachan Nafayim Beis, and Taisa says, there's a Mishnah that talks about all the things that are Asa Ba'anah, and a Davish of a Minyan, and they're not Batul B'Raif, so it gives a number of things. And Taisa says, what about, why didn't it also say, Prusa Shalachem Apanim? Let's say a piece of Lachem Apanim gets mixed in to other bread. So that's an Isser Anah, or Chatichas Chatis Tmeya, or Chatichas Shalkachim Shemesu. Why does it say these things in the Mishnah? So he says, "Bekatchim le'kamayri," and then Taiz says, "But Enichnam, he really could have said a chaticha of sir shalom mishtaleach." According to Mandom, it's asa ba'anah. So Chay, you see, refers from Taizis that when you have karbonis that became pasul, or whatever reason, katchim shemesu, then that the Mishnah didn't say because bekatchim le'kamayri, but the sir mishtaleach, they vorim. That the Mishnah could have said, according to Man, the Yom Mitzvah Sabana. So you see that he holds it's not an Issa Mitzad, the carbon. It's an Issa Mitzad, an Ayya Issa. But he brings the Gemara Me'ila Yad Aleph, it's Mashma not the way. The Gemara Me'ila Aleph, we had a discussion earlier in Yuma Daf Samach. But the Gemara Me'ila Daf also has this discussion of Nasa Mitzvah, say, where do you have exceptions to the rule that Nasa Mitzvah becomes Mutav Anah? So the Gemara brings one of the exceptions to see a Mishnah. So you see clear from the Gemara that the Isser is Mitzad the Kachim, and you don't say Nasa Mitzvasai becomes Mutter. The Chayesh Nikola Aram the Taisis, the Mechaz Ram clears that maybe it's a Mechlaikas Asugis, because the Gemara earlier in the Afsamach doesn't bring Sir Mishtalech, the guy that did of Snake Sword of Bon Ka'echot. So maybe the Enechanam and the Sugi Me'ila did, because the Sugi Me'ila holds that it's a Kachim Dikadin, but the Sugi earlier in the Afsamach holds it's not a Kachim Dikadin. Stam is an Ay Isser Anah. B'nafkimina l'alacha, he says, if you mechuyif to pay back hektish, even an isid derabanan, even if there be no din me'ila, because it's not katshe Hashem, but there be a kohen of the be me'ila mi derabanan, be mechuyif to pay back hektish mi derabanan. Mashengen, if it's not an isir anam, there be no din to pay back hektish. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav, mistarbe command el mutar, la amar tar shalach letakol. You find such a svara, that you have it by the Shtei Tzipari Mitzera, that it's Mutter Ba'anah, because the Torah wouldn't tell you to send the Tzipar Chayim if it's the Kolam, and you have it by Shaluch HaKan. You have it by cases that the Torah, it's not Shaykh, the Torah told you to send it, it's not Shaykh that it's also Ba'anah. So the Gemara wanted to know, where's the Kolam? Which Lomah by the Shaluch HaKan, or the Tzipar HaChayim, it's going to fly away, it's going to run away, and there's no way you're going to be able to find it. But here, you're throwing it off the mountain. So how about after Yom Kippur going and picking up all the Evarim and burning it or burying it? He has a Shaila Granda. Is it on the tzad that it's Asa Ba'anah? Is it Min HaNisraf and Min HaNikbarim? But either way, what's the Kshash Takala? Why is it different than any other Yisri Anah? You could go get it and burn it and bury it. So I'm not sure. Mishtama, you can answer. You can mantra the Kasha that you're throwing it off a mountain. You're not going to be able to find them. But that's his Kasha. So he says the Terence is, the Takala is, if it runs away. If it runs away, then it's a takala. He brings you Yishalmi. Yishalmi says that when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, he used to take a die b'chatzi har. But after he dies, Yishalmi says he used to run away to the midbar, and the Shrikin used to eat it. The Shrikin wa'anashim reikim, they used to eat it. So that's his kasha. Where's the takala? Why don't you just pick up the Evarim and bury it or burn it? And his teretz is enechanam. In that case, it's not takala, but not always does it die. The Yishalmi says after Shimon HaTzadik it didn't die, so there'll be a takala. You won't be able to find it. But come to according to the Gvura Sari, then when it runs away and it's still alive, it's already mutabana. That's not a teretz shlach l'takala. Then we says it's a machlekes achrayna. The Pri Chodesh in the Sefer Mayim Chaim, it's brought in the Sefer Kutum and the Rambam at the end of the Madur Shafzi Frankel Hochas Avedis Semikapurim Pekelach Aveis. He says the Rambam says if it fell off the cliff and died, it's mutabana. He says who would then barach loyer in achal? He says also mutabachila. And he brings this Yerushalmi that after Shimon HaTzadik used to run away and people used to eat it. But Reb Chaim holds that the way. Reb Chaim, it's in the Grach al Hashas Masech the Shkalim. Also the same shtickle is born in the Chedushi Agriz and Svachim Nafkufi Gimel Medeis. That he says, the Rambam is Mashman that the way. It's Medayik in the Rambam. Dvar Avram also in Chelik Beis Simachas Aistes is Medayik that way in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Dachvoy, V'nafal Asar V'loy Meis, Yerinach Rav, V'yimusenim Echoldav Hashem Misai. He pushes down, and the seer fell and it didn't die, so you should go after it and kill it, however you could kill it. The Avery seer zeh mutabahana. And the varim of this seer is mutabahana. The Lashon Avery seer zeh is mashman and it died, or at least you went and killed it. While it's still alive, it's mashman, it's asabahana. See, the Brisker Rav in the Chedusha Mayan Ruzalevi and Kedushka Yuma Sukkah, he asks Akashi Bezik Vursari and he says, the Balti was a din to kill it, so it wasn't Miskai in the din of the Seir Mishalech. So how is it shaykh for it to be Mutter Ba'ana if it's still Kaya Biktu Shasai? If there's still a din to kill it, that means it wasn't Miskai in the din, it wasn't Asa Mitzvah. So how could it be Mutter Ba'ana? It's Behechach and has a shame Seir Mishalech, because otherwise why would you have to kill it? So the Dvar Avram explains, Dvar Avram is a Chelek Beis and Mechesais Tes, and we said this in the previous year, that the key of mitzvah is pushing it off the cliff to kill it. The dying is not part of the key of mitzvah. So you're already Makai in the mitzvah. I said, why do you go and kill it? That's the shiori mitzvah. The shiori mitzvah is like a k'tarish kolom ve'evarim. But really, there was already a key of mitzvah. So Mel, that's why from the key of mitzvah, it's mutter ba'ana. Now the Melchitz Chinuch, it's in Sim Mekuf Behe, he clears a shaylon. Let's say it didn't die, and you're supposed to go out and kill it. Let's say you shechted it. I mean, after it's killed, it's mutter ba'ana. That's mafurish, right? So let's say you shechted it. Are you allowed to eat it? That's what he wants to know. Is it only mutter ba'ana, or is it even mutter ba'achila? Do you say that since it din heter ano comes because of le'am ter shlach l'takala, so that's a heter ano, it's not a heter achila. Achila is no takala. Or do you say no? Once it's mutter ba'ana, why would it be asr ba'achila? There's only one issa. There's an issa ano. If it's mutter ba'ana, so then avad will be mutter ba'achila if you shechted. Now, I'm not sure why he's nemzon that there's no tekala l'gabi achila. L'chay, if it runs away, why wouldn't there be a tekala for achila also? Why wouldn't the fact that lo yometer shach tekala be a raya that it's mutter b'achila also? So I think he nemzon the opposite of the Gur Suri. The Gur Suri says that the evarim on the hill, there's no shash tekala because you could go and pick them up. The whole shash tekala is if it will run away. I think meskinah sos v'keret that when that chayshus is going to run away. When it usually doesn't. The only din tekala is, okay, because it'll be hard, like we said, it'll be very hard to pick up the evarim. There's a kshash tekala. But there, even if you don't pick up the evarim, the mice, no one's going to eat them because it wasn't shechted. So the mice is no tekala for achila. If the person taka went down and shechted it, so then he knows it's a seal lazazel. So there's no tekala. That's what I think the Mechas Kinnik is. But he clears. Right, lechur, it's more mistambed itzad to say that it's mutter b'achila. Mechatayis and isser achila, the isser is an isser ano. Even when lemaisid is not to call it's mutter b'ano. Like let's say he kills it, there's no tekala because now he has the whole seer. The teretz says shine. Once it loyim b'teretz shlach tekala, so the teretz never asked it b'ano. So who adin the teretz never asked it b'achila? And the kaim it's mincha. He clears the shaila. Shasem is clears the same shaila. Interesting shaila that maybe stam you let eat it. Maybe the seer mishlech, since it's mutter b'ana, like we said, it's mutter b'achilas, maybe it's time you're allowed to eat it. Because the Gemara said earlier, chasal tzuk zu shkitasai. The Gemara said, the Gabi oisim es b'naim, that throwing it off the tzuk, that's a shkita. So maybe you're allowed to eat it? Or maybe it's only considered a shkita l'gabi the isim oisim b'naim, not l'gabi anything else. As far as Emes, also clears the same shayla, but he says, the Gemara clears it, it's mutter b'ana. Vaisis from the Gemara, it's mashmas asa b'achila. It says the chasal tzuk zeh shkitasi. It says the Taisus also says the Gemal de Gazach that works that now it's not an avail, doesn't have tumas nevela. And he says by Rifas Egli you find that doesn't have tumas nevela, even though there was no shkita because that's considered shkitasi. But the Taisus says whenever it's killed in a prescribed way, it doesn't have tumas nevela, and would have a din shechita legabe va'isim es benayim. Because shechita just means to be slaughtered in the prescribed way. Mashenkin legabe achila di nivis avachta. They need the hilchah shechita. If I say you think by malika, malika doesn't have tumas nevela, kind of allowed to eat it, but if a zar eats malika, it's nevela. He's even is a nevela. So who would then, even if he's saying the chasal sukkah is a shechita, but still it's not genuga shechita to yamatir ba'achila. That's what the Svasem says, the Chayrichtik. So Bekitza, we have a machloikas achrenim, if it didn't die, is it mutter ba'achila? The Gvur Sari says it is, and so does the pre-chadish, and the Gvur Sari also care, okay, that's the only case where it'd be chayshish v'takala, so obviously in that case it's mutter. But Chayim must hold that in that case we're not chayshish for it running away, because he holds until it dies, it's not niskayim mitzvasei, it will be asa ba'ana. And that's what we said, if he kills it on yidei shechita, l'chayr l'kuli al mitzvot d'bano, l'chayr then, mechassin echleis, but l'chayr then it's mutta b'achila also, even if there's no shash takala. Once it's mutta b'ano, it's mutta b'achila. But if you don't shecht it, you don't say, l'chayr l'tzuk zu shkutasa l'gabit yimatur it b'achila. Now the Gemara goes right to, Tanur Rabbanan, ha-mishalayach matam begonim, ve'na shalayach as ha-mishalayach matam is begonim. That the one who sends the seila azazel is matam begadim, but the one who's mishaleach as a mishaleach is not matam begadim. What's the pshat of mishaleach as a mishaleach? I think there are three pshatim. Rashi says, "Amlav emaisim mishalayim," the people who accompany the mishaleach. And the Miri also says a pshat, and also the Rashmi Shantz in his Bi'an Teres Kahanim also brings the same drasha, and the Rashmi Shantz says it's pshat, perigvav for Rashday. So three Rishayim, Rashi, the Miri, and the Rashmi Shantz. That's why Sabbath is bothered. He says, why would they be considered a Mishleach? They're just accompanying the Mishleach. What would the Havimina? They'll be Metamim Begadim. And the Mari Panim and the Yushalmi, Perik Vavlach and Gimel also ask the same Kasha. But the Dvar Avram, Chelik Meisim, Mechas Eisivay, says Mishleach means Malave. He says the Miri says that. Mishleach is a Sila Azazel, doesn't mean he sends it, it means he accompanies it. Like Vavram Halach Yimel Mashalcham. He accompanied them. So you would think that someone who accompanies the one who accompanies the seal zazel also considered accompanying. Well, we have a drasha mishalech, v'lei mishalech, is a mishalech. The Meiri brings the Yesh Mefarshim that the Kayin Gadol is a mishalech. The Kayin Gadol is a mishalech, because he's the one that sent the mishalech, and he sends him, right? Mishalech is a sarla zazel, meaning the Kayin Gadol sends it beyond Ishiti, right? So he's the one that sends the Ishiti. So there's a drasha, he's not Matamim Begadim. Rabbeinu Yaakim, Mamish says this also. The Miri says, Yesha Farshim, it's not means Rabbein Ol Yaakim. The Siyah Chitz, of course, it brings it from the Karban Aaron, he's a Pirush on the early Pirush on the Teres Kainim. But the Siyah Chitz is bothered by a very obvious Kasha. Why would the Pasuk have to tell you that the Kain Gadol doesn't become Tamei? How would he be Mamshech and Avaid if he's Tamei? It would have to be an every year occurrence that when he sends it Lazazel, then he has to go and he's Tamei for the rest of the day, and you'll have to have someone replacing him. That's not Mistabra. It says it's one Kain Gadol. But that's the second pshat. So again, Rashi's first pshat is Rashi and the Rashmi Shantz and the Meiri, that it means the ones who accompany the Mishlech. And the second pshat, the Meiri is Yesh Mefarshim Ben El Yochim and the Karban Arain, that it means the Kain Gadol is not Matami. But the Svasema says the third pshat. Svasema says it means, if let's say the guy who's sending it gets sick and he sends it b'yad acher, like it says early in Sa'avav Mabez, the cholam mashalchi b'yad acher, so then the one who sent it to the shleich, he's not matami begadim. Only the guy who actually does it, not the one who sent him to it. It doesn't mean the kain gadol. It means the ish iti who sent makes a replacement. So his son-in-law, the Bendina Rav, says that shalchari should be telling the chakira that the svasem is cleared. That what's it then when it says Mchalam Mishalech Mishalcha Biyan Acher, is he a shliach of the Mishalech? And is he the one that decides who else brings it? He's like the shliach of the Ish Iti, or no? He just sends it back to the Kain Gadol. Kain Gadol grant and makes somebody else. He asked the Shechakir earlier. So the Chayim, if he's not the shliach of the Mishalech, then you can't say this pshat. So I see the Rashmi Shantz Bavar in the pshat, because when the Rashmi Shantz on the Teres Kainim said that the pshat is the ones who malavin the Mishalech, he writes there, Avachol Mishalech Rishon Lamariach. We're not discussing if the Mishalech Rishon became sick. It sounds like there was such a tzad, maybe there was such mefarshim that did learn like the Svas Emes. See, the Ritva says a lashon like this: the one who gives it to the mishalcha is not telling kibbutz begadim. So he doesn't say like Rashi. He doesn't say the one who accompanies the mishalech. He says the one who gives it to the mishalech. So I'm not sure what he means. Could be he means Pashas will say it means like Rabbein Eliyakim, like the Esh Mefarsha and the Meiri, and like the Kari Ben Aaron, that it means the Kohen Gadol. But it doesn't say clearly the Kohen Gadol. Maybe it means like the Sras Emes. Hamaisel Mishalcha means if the Shliach Rishon is Chol and he gives it to the Mishalcha, he's not telling Kibbutz Gadol. I know it's very sasim. He doesn't say clearly who the Maisel Mishalcha is. Maybe it means the Kohen Gadol, but maybe it means the Sras Emes. I'm not sure. Now, there's Yishalmi that says like this. Yishalmi learns from Itai that he's Asid and Itai that he's Mezumin. Two things, right? And also Shamus and Betumah, like the Bavli. But the Gemara, the Yishalmi wanted to know, what does it mean Asid and what does it mean Mezumin? Lohu Asid, whom Mezumin? Isn't Asid and Mezumin the same thing? Eloshle Yishalcha Biat Shnai. What it means is like this. Iti tells you need Mezumin. Iti also tells you can't have two people. Only one. Then the Yishalmi says, Shulchu Biat Shnai, Imao Shitam Begadim. What if you sent it for two people? Are they matami begadim minat? Nishmini minada, v'amishalech, lo yamishalech se mishalech, that's my mishalech sugya, right? Ein ishalech se mishalech, hada omru shulcha biyat shnayim, ein matami begadim. Right? Yishalmi first says you can't send it by two people, and then the Yishalmi says, what if you did? Is it matami begadim? So Yishalmi says, let's learn out from this thing, it says mishalech, lo yamishalech se mishalech, that tells you shulcha biyat shnayim, ein matami begadim. So what's Pshat Nishami? What does Mishlech and Mishlech have to do with Shulcha Biyat Shnayim? So it's a Machlech, it's the Karban Eda and the Bnei Meisha. The Karban Eda says that Shulcha Biyat Shnayim means that the two people going, so one of them is the official one, since he can't send the Biyat Shnayim, so one's the official one and one's the Malava. So Mamela, that's what it means. Shulcha Biyat, you can't really send the Biyat Shnayim, and if you did, so then one's the Mishlech, one's the Malava, so ain't a Matam begun because a Mishlech, why Mishlech is a Mishlech? If a Mishlech is a Mishlech with Mitam Begadim, so within Shnayim, even though he's not the Mishlech, he's a Mishlech is a Mishlech. So that's Mamish Kav Edel Nuin's Yishalmi like Rashi. But the Bnei Meisha says a Shulch Biyat Shnayim means that the first Mishlech made a second Shliach. And it's to teach you that the Risha is not Mitam Begadim. That's what means Shulch Biyat Shnayim. That he sends it by one, and that one makes another Shliach. So that's Mamish Svasemish Pshat. So the Bnei Meisha learns up the Yishalmi like the Svasemish Pshat. That Mishlech, as a Mishlech means that the one who's supposed to bring it appoints someone in his place, and the male he's not Matami Begadim. So, the Pshat's there, it's in the Sfas Emes, it's in the Pnei Meisha, in the Yishalmi, and also, I think maybe the Ritva means it, and the Rash Mishans also comes Lafukeit. So those are the three Pshatim. It means the company of the Mishlech, because Mishlech means the company, it means the Kohen Gadol, he's the one Mishlech, or it means when the first shliach goes and makes another shliach, that's a pshat from the Sfas Emes. You don't have it in the Rishayim, but the Sfas Emes, the Pnei Meisha, and I think the Rash Mishats also says it's not the pshat, but I say it was the tzad it was. Now the Gemara says, when does it become a time to go then? When it goes out of the Chaymish Yushalayim. So the Rambam, it's in Ilchus Parah Aduma Perikei Aloch Avav, he says like this, he says, it's mitam mishyasa chutz mishchaymish Yushalayim, ad shasta chiyasa letzuk. The Rambam says that once he pushes it off the tzuk, he's no longer metame gadol. I mean, he's already tame, but anything he touches after that does not become tame. So, in fact, Rabbi Yalei Malin is a shtickle on this. The chelik beis simon lamagemul. What does he mean after he threw it off the tzuk? He's no longer metame gadol. Does he mean after it became mevarim? Pshita. Till when can he metame gadol? So, Dr. Rabbi Yalei, it must mean that it didn't die. He threw it off the tzuk, but it didn't die yet. And he came after to kill it. And then he's no longer mitam begadim. So Rambam shteita chiddush. Right? He starts mitam begadim when he leaves the chaymish yishalayim. That's what the Rambam paskins. But when is the end? So the Rambam, until he tosses it over the tzuk, but once he did, it's no longer mitam begadim, even if it's still alive. So Rabbeinu Malan also brings a raya from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says like this, Borech derech halicha mitam begadim. Let's say he ran away. Derech halicha on the way there is matam begadim. Derech hazara, if it ran away on the way back, ain't a matam begadim. What does it mean? It ran away on the way there, and it ran away on the way back. So the Karban is like this. Let's say he's taking it on the way there. He didn't reach the tzuk yet. And then it ran away. And then he went and took it again. So then he's matam begadim still. Because since he didn't finish his journey, he's still matam begadim. Even though it ran away and he caught it. But it means he caught it. And what does it mean, Derech Hazara? Derech Hazara means he already threw it off the tzuk, it didn't die, it ran away, and now he came running after it in order to kill it. So then he's not Matam Begadim. So according to the Karab Eidus Pshan Yishalmi, that Baruch Derech Halicha, Matam Begadim, Derech Hazara and Matam Begadim, that means, Derech Halicha means before he threw it off the tzuk, and if it runs away and he catches it, it's Matam Begadim, because he's still been doing mitzvah yet. Derech Hazara means he ran away after he was Megillah Tzuk, even though it didn't die, but he really threw it off the Tzuk, even though it didn't die, he's no longer Metame Begadim. So, factor blame. So, Legabe Metame Begadim, we say that once he threw it off the Tzuk, he's no longer Metame Begadim. Legabe Yisuri Hano, so this is learning like Reb Chaim that we said before, that that the Rambam is Meduyuk, that when he dies, or when he yored achav amisa, then it becomes mutar bana, but till then it's asa bana. So the chari that means he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet. If it's still asa bana until he kill it, so it wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet. So if it wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet, so why isn't it matam begadim? Right? What's the chilik? Legame tumas begadim, we say once you throw off the sukkah, that's it. It's no longer matam begadim. But legame the isra ana, we say until you actually were yored achav amisa, it's still asa bana. What's the chilik? Says there's two separate mitzvahs to do with the tzar. One mitzvah is shiluach. It's a mitzvah called shiluach. And you find, iti afilu b'tumma tells you could go into the azara to do it. Why? Vaisis, the mitzvah shiluach starts right away. Otherwise it can't be deicha tumma. There's a mitzvah called shiluach. But shiluach is the sar midbar. We'll see in the next amid that when it gets to the midbar, he already started the shiluach, and then he could start the next Avodah. Till it gets to the Midbar, the Shiluach didn't start. The Kohen Gadol can't start the next Avodah. When it gets to the beginning of the Midbar, not to the Tzuk, not the 12 mil to the Tzuk, 3 mil to the beginning of the Midbar, that's called, he started the Shiluach. Vaisis is a mitzvah called Shiluach. But there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called killing it. The Chiyad B'Tzuk. You have to kill it, you have to throw it off the cliff to kill it. That's another mitzvah. That's a second mitzvah. If he never threw it off the cliff, he still was Mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach. He just wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Dechiyah. Now, when the Gemara said earlier, Dechiyasu Letzuk Zev Shitase, doesn't mean Shiluach. The Shiluach wouldn't make an Issa Vaisin's Benai. Throwing it off the cliff is a Shita. That's what makes an Issa Vaisin's Benai. So, Zakt, her blame. So, when does Shiluach end? Shiluach ends when you throw it off the cliff. Then you finish the Shiluach. But you still didn't finish the Misa. The Misa ends when it's dead. So Tuma is telling Shiluach, Hamashaleach is a Sar Lazazel Chavis Megadav, not the one who kills the Sar, the one who brings it to the Midbar, the Shiluach. So the Shiluach, once he got to the Tzuk, that's it. The Shiluach is completely finished. So Mela, it can no longer be Tam Megadav. You no longer call them a Shaleach. But the Isra no is not telling Shiluach, because there's nothing mitzvah to do after the Shiluach, the mitzvah of killing it. The mitzvah of killing it is Nigma when it's dead. Until it's dead, you won't get Makai in the mitzvah of killing it. So Mela, until it's dead, it's going to be Asabana. As I said to your blame, Reb Chaim in Stencil, the Reb Chaim in the Grach al HaShas, in Masech Tishkolim, which the Brisker Rav brings at the end of Masech Tizvachim, he says Karev Lezeh. He doesn't make it two mitzvahs, one sending it and one killing it. But he says, Ka'en, like the mitzvah of the Avodah Yom Kippur is until it gets to the Tzuk, and the mitzvah mitzad the Soir is the killing it. So the Tumah is only for the mitzvah of Avodas Yom Kippurim. And the Isra Anah is until you mekayim the din of the Sar. The Chai also has the two dinim, the din Shiluach and the din Misa. The Chai is Kamamish Kamat the same part. Now the, so Hasema says the Safik, so in Chesad Tezach, it says right away when you start the Shiluach, already is Matam Megadim, when you leave Chaimish Yishalayim, and you leave Yishalayim, he already starts with Matam Megadim. He wants to know, does that mean only if he gets to the Tzuk, then l'mafreya, he's matam begadim when he brings it out of Yerushalayim, or even if he doesn't? In other words, let's say he brings it out of Yerushalayim, but he never gets to the Tzuk. He runs away. Is he tamei? Or maybe not. Maybe if he got to the Tzuk, then l'mafreya, he became tamei then. But if he never got to the Tzuk, he never finished the Shiluach, maybe he's not a mishaleach. Is that clear? This is Sam's shaila. The Rav Ram also clears the same shaila. It's a chelik bei simeches at the end of Eis Gimel. You see, if you say that the mishaleach is tamei because the one who throws it off the cliff is tamei, but the mishaleach is tamei because he's being Isaac in throwing it off the cliff, Since with stamp at the safe, it never gets thrown off the cliff, so it doesn't become tummy. But if Shleich is tummy because of the key mitzvah shluch, like we said, the chayav will be more mistabrit to say that he's tummy no matter what, unless you say that since it didn't finish the mitzvah shluch, so maybe he's not called a mishaleach, only when it finishes, then I'm afraid he's a mishaleach the whole time. As I come as agin the chakir.